Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and I guess for many in our community, it's a sad day because one of the great voices in our community is still, and she has transitioned. And so for many today, it's a sad day, but it's also a day to honor the work of Maya Angelou. Before we get into our topic for this evening, I want to say hello to my guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Delia.
Yeah, so Maya Angelou is gone. She's gone from us. She'll never be forgotten because I think her impact was so profound. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, and I know you're tired. You've had a hard day.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, her work transcends generations, and I guess, like you said, she'll, like, the great ones who have their legacy, that, you know, when they did great work, she'll always remain. So years from now, she'll always be remembered. So.
She certainly will always be remembered, and I think she's had such a profound impact on our, you know, on our culture.
Mm-hmm.
On how women view themselves,
mm-hmm.
on how we view ourselves as people of color,
mm-hmm.
and she's just added so much light to the conversation. So, I mean, I guess, you know, all we can say is thank you, Maya, for everything that you've left us, because she really has left a legacy of work
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that we can build on. So,
absolutely.
You know, it was... yeah, it's really awesome that we are, you know, we have that opportunity to, participate in the legacy that is Maya Angelou. Today we have one of our really favorite guests who's going to be calling in, and it's difficult, you know, it's amazing to think that the time goes so quickly. Already it's going to be June.
2014.
It's really amazing.
You ready to start saying 2015? Or not so fast?
No, it's really amazing to think that it's already almost June.
Mm-hmm.
Like the time is going by so quickly.
What does all that mean, though?
What?
You know, we say these things so casually sometimes, especially when we look at kids. And I guess kids is what really let us know how time is fast, you know, passing by. You know, they're older and they're no longer middle schoolers, they're now high schoolers, or now they're off to college, or now they've done a year of college, or now they're graduating from college. You know, and you said, time is really going by so quickly. What do we do with that sometimes, I wonder?
What do you mean?
More than just saying it in the moment.
But it's true, though. It's
it is, but, you know, you can't stop it, so...
You can't.
Does it prompt us to do anything? Does it indicate anything? Does it trigger anything? Should it if it doesn't?
But you know what?
You
I think it's just an awareness, and I think awareness is always good.
All right. Awareness could translate into opportunity.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, saying,
how you choose to use time.
Yeah. Because it's I don't know. I guess as the older you get, does it feel like it goes fast?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it seems like when I think about time,
yeah.
it seems like when I was little, like time went really slowly. But now it seems that as soon as the holiday goes by, then you're looking towards another holiday again. It just goes really fast.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, I mean, yeah. So it's been a year
right.
since you know, it's been a year of school. It's been a year of you know, so many things passing by.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I think about it, you know, a year, when we talked about, or last year, we talked about Nerissa going off to school,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's...
Right, the thing about it, it was a year ago, I was at her graduation from high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember driving out to Long Island, and I remember being at the graduation and how special it was. And we're not talking about her starting college. We're talking about her having been away from home at college for a year.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, a year has gone. And
yeah, it'd be interesting, though, to get her perspective in terms of, does it seem like a year? Does it seem like it was very long? You know, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, so Nerissa will be calling in. But when you think about the passage of time, you know, you really think about the passage of time. I mean, it puts things in perspective, you know, in terms of, yeah, you know, you really want to kind of seize the opportunities
mm-hmm.
and, but just more than anything else, be aware.
Yeah.
And like you know, I always say, like, just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's another.
I think that's important. You're right.
You know.
That's important. Yeah.
So it's you know, it's really interesting. But our guest is joining us. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Nerissa. How are you?
Good.
We were talking about you behind your back because we were saying it's been a year. Uncle Raymond was just saying it's been a year since he went to your graduation from high school.
Yes, it has.
So we're catching up, and it's been a year since you went off to college. And so tell us, madam, how has it been?
Tough at times.
Mm-hmm.
But rewarding in so many different ways.
Right. So when you think about how rewarding it is, what's the one big reward that jumps to your mind about, okay, it's been a tough year because a lot of things happen, but what's been most rewarding, you think, for you?
To be independent from home.
Wow.
And my new friend.
Mhm. So I know you likely started off with some trepidation, some fears. Right? When you went off last year, you didn't know how it was going to unfold, how you were going to do. You knew you were going to do. You were going to survive, no matter what. But what were you most afraid of that didn't happen?
I didn't want to be I didn't want my mom and dad to be always worried about me.
Mhm.
And they're always gonna be worried, but they understood at the latter part of my college experience
mm-hmm.
that I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
They just texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
didn't really help me as much as in the beginning.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. So you said that it was great to feel independent. What does independence mean?
Independence means that you can make your decisions on your own. No one else can have the consequences that you
independence, there still was some of it that was a little bit intimidating as well. And I'm sure, you know, having to deal with the different decisions, as you said, on your own, I'm sure it was somewhat intimidating. Yes?
Yes. Because one thing I always remember in my head is what my mother or dad saying in the back of my head.
So that's what you used as your guide, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Big thing. Would you say you've become more patient or more thoughtful? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Because in college, you need to be calm and collected.
On those days that you were like, because I know every college student probably goes through days and they're like, oh, my God, I want to go home. What got you through those days when you're like, you know what, I just want to go back to New York?
Okay.
What got you through those
days? What got me through that is that my Family instilled in me college that don't have
Right, don't have the same kind of support, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Marissa, how, in terms of, you know, after high school and starting college, how difficult, like, the work itself? You know, I mean, again, college is about the education and the work. Was it a difficult transition from high school level of work to this big world called college? And
yes.
How was the
In high school, I was a student.
College. It's like they, you know, a lot of students who are A students and go to college and get like their first C or their first D or their, you know, the first time they really fail a course, you know, fail a quiz or something. So that's always a shock. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So in terms of how this year went academically, on a scale of 1 to 10. How would you say that it went for you? 1 being not so good, 10 being very good. How would you grade it?
Really? I would have to give my first half of the semester. Was 8,
you'll look back on next year and say it was better the second year than it was the first year. What have you learned this year? What lessons are you bringing out of this year that you'll bring with you into next year to help you, you know?
This year was my first year. I know the place now.
Uh-huh.
And I conditioned my body to stay up longer, to do stuff, and that has a lot to do with.
Because you know the place, the cold is not overwhelming, you have friends that are going to be there next year, right? Your system of support is going to be there next year. So, you know, all I can say is that we are not surprised, we are just really pleased and proud of you. And, you know, we just know that, you know, like this year was awesome and next year I'm sure will be even more awesome.
Thank you.
Right. So thank you so much for telling us, keeping us updated. And then I guess we'll talk again soon. Because after all, you are our favorite guest.
That is true.
All right. Love you, babe.
All right. Thank you, Narissa.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Go ahead.
I mean, you just think of, I mean, maybe our own experience of our going off to college or knowing about us going off, it's an adjustment for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But
for someone who's dependent on others
absolutely.
To do so much.
I'm just thinking, you know, for her, as she said, lesson learned, I have to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was
that
was really, really awesome. Because that's so important, you know, adjusting before your life was different.
90 seconds.
And now having to do more work and adjusting her sleeping habits.
Staying up later.
And so on. Wow. And recognizing, the approach needs to be different. That is just great.
So I think that's
proud
growth.
Of her.
Yeah, and that's growth.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a kind of growth. But facing, you know, going off to college is difficult. There are many children who go off to college and can't hack it, can't stay.
Right.
You know, and so to go off to college and have
60 seconds
the challenges that Narissa has being so dependent on others to do for her, it's really awesome that she's able to transition away from home, keep her grades because she got 2.9 like she said, and still have to adjust to people doing so much for her. Like that is just amazing. Truly
absolutely
amazing. So yeah, you know, more power to Narissa. We know there's nothing she can do. So, Raymond, until next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and bliss.